Good morning, Mr. Hand. I just woke up and checked Facebook, as I'm in the habit of doing, and saw your status update. And it touched me and I thought I would respond. I'm really sorry to hear that you are going through a tough time. I'm not going to turn on the webcam and record your loving smile, because I really don't think seeing my ugly face is going to make you feel any better, but I'm not doing very well, am I? Hang in there, dude, seriously. I appreciate your work, although, as you know, we're not hugely close, we don't know each other particularly well. I really, really like what you do, and I think you should definitely keep doing it. I think I've said this to you before. You are a good artist, my friend, and these are always of value. And you know this, I'm sure. If it's any comfort to you, as I suspect you're also aware, there's a lot of it about. It's been a harsh winter. I myself am going through a miserable fucking time. For various reasons, which I'll not bore you with. And I woke up this morning to discover that I too am physically ill, which perversely I'm quite pleased about. Gotta look for the silver lining, my friend, gotta look for the silver lining, because it means that I have a wonderful excuse to stay in bed all day, which is all I really want to do anyway, without feeling guilty. And you know, spring is coming, and things will get better. And other cliches. You know, this message really sounded much better in my head when I was kind of thinking about what to say than it does now that I've recorded it. Witness the depressing narcissism. I feel as though, even though I was trying to help, I've probably let you down. I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. I'm so sorry. But, you know, I tried. I really did. I had the best intentions, and I hope that you'll believe that, because it's all about me. It's not about you. You think it's about you, it's all about me. Hope you feel better, dude. Really do. See you around. Take care. Seriously. Love your work.